Hey everybody, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and less than 5% of the wireless workers contributed to the OSHA RFI. That's right, you heard me, less than 5%. Now, a lot of tower workers out there, a lot of wireless workers, and I'm talking actual contributors, individual names. Before, what I reported on were the comments, and that's where I got my 958 number. Those were actually comments sent to Wireless Estimator for the OSHA RFI and actually into OSHA. And when they say comments, a comment can be one individual question answered. In Wireless Estimator, it is. And in Wireless Estimator, the responses as well. Or what it could be is if someone submits a whole file with all the questions answered, which is what I did. So, but all the same, you get the point, right? So the comments looked high, 958, which isn't high. That's really low, actually. So the actual contributors, when you go through the FCC's website, there were 32 total submissions. 26 of them were submitted as actual submissions. There was a proposed rule. There were five that were supporting materials, so they don't count as submissions. They're material. So I looked, and I did count each anonymous entry separately because, you know, it could be, you know, 10 people that are anonymous. So out of the 26, there are 22 unique entries, 22 people, different people submitted. I count each one of the anonymous separately, and the ones that submitted twice, like Craig Lakaitis of Wireless Estimator, submitted a couple times. So there were actually 22 unique submissions. Now, on the Wireless Estimator page, which I have a link in my blog, wadeforwireless.com, took a lot longer to figure out because there were so many submissions. But roughly, I could count it wrong, there's around 195 unique submissions. What I mean is unique names. Even though there were a lot of anonymous, I'd count each one of the anonymous that said their name was anonymous and they were a tower climber. I counted each one of those separately. I did not count responses to a submission because there were a lot of in Wireless Estimator, they allow you to respond to a submission, which someone, you know, my good friend Richard Bell, he's not a good friend, but I talked to him once in a while. He responded to several, which he liked and agreed with. So if you get on there, you know, wirelessestimator.com/OSHA RFI 2015, and I would recommend you get on there and give your 2 cents. So if you think about this, 217 people, 195 from Wireless Estimator, and 22 on the FCC's website, which is 217. And I'm sure there's duplicates. That number is probably about 5 or 10 lower. But I rounded up to 217. So let's do the math here. Let's do a percentage. So let's say there's roughly 10,000 people in the tower industry, in wireless, let's say, and specifically the tower industry. I would imagine there's around 10,000 people. There's contractors, business owners, safety training people, distributors of safety equipment, and the customers, if they care. So you figure if there was 217, that would be 2.17% if we're counting 10,000 people. So 2.17% of everyone out there in the industry is making a contribution. So when OSHA listens to these changes that people are recommending and to the hazards in the industry, they're going to listen to the 2.17%. That means they're going to really listen to what I have to say. You know what? The only thing I can say is thank you to the 2.17%. You know, you're 2 in 10,000. Really, you're special because you were willing to take 30 minutes of your life to make the industry safer. But hey, that's all right. For all you guys that want a union, but yet you won't help OSHA, like make some more decisions on how tower safety should be handled, what are you doing? I mean, this is something, whether you blame, I had someone contact me and blame the business owners, which to me is ridiculous because OSHA put this out to everybody. I don't understand. They put this out specifically so the tower climbers as an individual can respond. And not only can they can respond anonymously. I don't know what's holding you back. Is it too much time? All I'm going to ask you. And a lot of people say, well, OSHA won't do anything. Maybe not. But how do you know if you don't give them any information? You know, That's like in the winter, looking at your wood stove and said, I'll give you wood once you give me some heat. You got to give them something to feed on. You got to give them something to burn, something to use, something to work with. I mean, to me, it just seems so obvious, but hey, what do I know? Everyone's angry. Nobody wants to take the time. I think if you do want to take the time, I got the websites in there. Go ahead. I would do it. Fill it out. Give them your 2 cents. Tell them what you think is safe or unsafe or what could be done better. All right. I was trying to keep this under 5 minutes. Sorry, I went over, but I do have a few closing notes. So I got a couple things for you. For those of you that don't want to do anything, that's fine. Don't do anything. But ask yourself this. Are we better off now or were we better off before OSHA existed? You know, nobody seems to care till somebody gets hurt. When somebody gets hurt, everyone seems to care, but apparently nobody's willing to do anything. You know, I think there were over 13 deaths last year in 2014. 13 people died. How many injuries? There were way more injuries. You know, I talked to families that climbers got injured. Everybody lawyers up, so you can't really hear about them. You never get the true facts. I mean, OSHA does the investigation and they release the reports, but it's so much harder to find out more than that. However, I remember talking to Liz Day when she did the research for her piece in ProPublica for the report on tower climbers. And she said everyone was willing to talk safety and share the information, even people that lost employees that got sued. They were still willing to talk what could be done better. What they won't talk about is the money problem in the industry, which is probably the number one problem in the industry. But for some reason, everyone's afraid of getting sued there. But even with the safety, people, if someone gets hurt, a lot of people lawyer up, but they can't talk about it publicly. That's why I can't get anything in print or get any quotes or anything, or not many, let me put it that way, that are going to actually publish. Anyway, getting off on a tangent. So again, were we better now or were we better before OSHA? Before OSHA existed, I think we're better off now. That's my opinion. I think it's just now that the wireless industry is booming. You know, you don't have just tower erectors and broadcast guys out there who are very safe, very smart, and they're very good at this. And maybe they don't like OSHA butting in, but OSHA's butting in not because of them. They're butting in because the cellular wireless communications industry exploded. Everybody's on a tower. Pretty soon, everyone will be doing small cells too. And falls are the number one killer in all of industry in America. Number one. All right, I know I'm ranting, but the other thing I'm going to say is God only helps those that help themselves. You know, there's an old story about a guy that had a garden, right? He had a rock garden. Before it was, you know, it was right outside of town. They used to have garbage here. This one guy took it upon himself. It was city-owned land. The city gave him permission to clean it up. So he cleaned up this garden, he planted stuff, made it look beautiful, you know, flowers and everything, and everyone's coming through and telling him how much they like it because he made it there for the city. Well, one guy said, you know what? This guy's taking all the credit. And he says, I think God had a big part to play in it. So he goes up and he says, you know, he says, this is a beautiful garden, but he said, you couldn't have done it without God's help. He says, you know, God played a big part in this. And he looks back and the gardener looks back at the guy and says, you know, you're right. Without the sun, I couldn't have done it. Without the rain and the weather and the wind and he said, the good soil, I couldn't have done any of this. He says, however, before I came along, you should have saw what God was doing to it then. Didn't look so hot. So my point is, we can make a difference in the industry. I know that's a whack story, but we can make a difference in the industry, but you have to take action. You can leave things as they are. Or you can step up. The choice is up to you. 2.17% of the wireless industry stepped up. 217 people stepped up. So I appreciate it. Thank you to all those people. I do appreciate it. It means a lot. It'll mean a lot to OSHA. It'll mean a lot to the industry for a year or two down the road. All right? And it also gives them some guidance on what should be done. All right, everyone, be smart, be safe, and pay attention. See ya.